From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonah McKeown. Kansas City voters overwhelmingly approved a $1 billion renovation yesterday for the Kansas City International Airport. KBIA's Hannah Haynes has more.
After 6 years of planning, talks with airlines, and rallying for public support, 75% of Kansas City voters voted in favor of the change. Developers will demolish the existing three terminals and build a new single terminal. The money for the new terminal will come from airport user fees instead of taxpayer dollars. Jolie Justice, city council person in Kansas City, Missouri, and chair of the airport committee, says the intention behind the new terminal is to better utilize the space.
We will have separated areas for departures and arrivals, so it won't be as congested. You'll be able to move more quickly through security. And the thing that people want the most for KCI, I believe, is they want more amenities once they get past security.
She says the city hopes to break ground in spring of 2018 and open the doors for the new airport in the fall of 2021. Hannah Haynes, KBIA News.
Voter turnout in Boone County is at a, quote, new low after Tuesday's special election vote, according to the Boone County clerk. KBIA's Ellen Beaton has the story.
Voters across Boone County rejected a countywide use tax proposition in Tuesday's special election vote. Columbia, Ashland, and Harrisburg also voted to reject the city use tax measures. Local government had proposed the use tax measures as a way of making up for sales tax revenue lost to online shopping. The results were close in Columbia and Ashland, but there was a clear rejection of the proposed measures in Harrisburg, with 79% voting against the measures. But voter turnout was lower than it had been in previous elections, with only 11% of eligible voters heading to the polls. Taylor Burks is the Boone County clerk, and he says this is because
we're seeing voter fatigue. People are tired of going to the ballot, especially for single issues. People are exhausted by politics right now, and so I suggested we give them a little bit of a break.
The next round of elections are to be held in April, by which time Burks hopes voters' enthusiasm returns. Ellen Beaton, KBIA News.
St. Louis voters approved a half-cent sales tax increase yesterday to give police officers and firefighters a raise. St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson and other proponents of the tax increase worried that without the raises, city officers would increasingly look to take jobs in St. Louis County. Just last week, the St. Louis County Council approved a 30% average pay hike for officers, which means officers working in the county will be paid about $10,000 more than city officers. The revenue generated by the tax increase will allow for an average raise of up to $6,000 per officer. A central Missouri judge says the caseload for her county's public defenders is so big that something must be done to ensure clients are given adequate representation. The News Tribune reports that Cole County presiding judge Pat Joyce made her finding yesterday after public defender Justin Carver testified that attorneys within his district are, quote, overburdened with cases. Joyce set a hearing for next week to work on a solution. I'm Jonah McKeown, KBIA News, Columbia.